This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Give me liberty or give me death. It's Alex Jones.
Let it all hang out cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta and there's beer in Texarkana.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We have an update on the terror attack in London. They're now reporting that two of the individuals that were run over by the car have now died. Others have catastrophic wounds. Another terror attack that was carried out by automobile, by a 4x4, they say a gray 4x4, crashed into the gates outside of Parliament. They mowed down a lot of pedestrians on the way to doing that. Then the individual got out with an 8-inch knife, ran up to a policeman, stabbed him before being shot and killed by other policemen. This is being reported initially, as we have a story by Kit Daniels. It was initially reported by CNN as being a firearms incident. So you have someone carrying out all of the hallmarks of Islamic terror, and in terms of vehicles, in terms of knife attacks and so forth, the people who have the guns, the police who shot and killed this individual, then CNN focuses on it as a firearms attack. So it's not the terrorist, it's the evil guns that defended people from the terrorists that they focus on. And that's exactly what we're seeing here in this story that is being promoted throughout the mainstream media today about Paul Manafort. And without defending Paul Manafort, he could be guilty of connections. I don't know. I don't see, though, that he's done anything that John Podesta hasn't done. Isn't it interesting that they don't talk about John Podesta? See, that's the double standard that we see here. And that's how you know, it's the first clue that this is politically motivated. The first clue that this is a Russian-style FBI and press that we're dealing with. Bring me the man, I'll find the crime. Let's get Paul Manafort because he's associated with Trump, and then we can go after Trump later on. Let's get InfoWars because they're associated with Trump. They supported Trump, or Breitbart, and then we can go after Trump with that. That is what these people are doing. So you have a situation, as I reported before, and I'll talk about it later on if I'm still here. Alex is going to be coming in to take over the show in a little bit, but I want to also talk about the Obamacare vote that is coming up tomorrow. We have Rand Paul saying that there are easily 35 no votes against Obamacare 2.0. And people have called it Ryan Care. They've called it Ryan O'Care. We're going to break down the details of this on the other side of the break. But you have to understand, Paul Ryan was the running mate of Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney had already done Obamacare in Massachusetts. It was Romney Care. He put it together with Ted Kennedy, of all people. And as he was running for president against Barack Obama, people rightfully pointed out that they were each calling for the same thing in 2012. And Paul Ryan was his running mate at the time. You see, the fix was in. The establishment had decided that they were going to put in Obamacare. And they were going to make sure that happened, whether or not it was a Democrat or a Republican. Whether it was Barack Obama or whether it was Mitt Romney, the establishment was going to get a government takeover of your health care. And that's why they are fighting this so hard, because the establishment still wants a bailout of insurance companies. And, of course, one of the things that's come out, we've got a couple of articles that are up on Drudge Report. In the last minutes here, what we're seeing is, as they're rushing this through, we see that millions of veterans could be ineligible to receive tax credits under this new Obamacare plan that they've got. They say late Monday night, leadership staff put out a 22-page technical amendment to the bill, and in their haste, they introduced language that could keep as many as 7 million veterans from participating in the GOP health care program. Whether by design or accident, leadership staffers struck that language that would have protected VA benefits. Now retired service members qualify only if they are not eligible for other types of government health care. So they put in some changes at the last minute, removed millions of veterans. But guess what? They also put in some changes at the last minute that took out the cuts for illegal immigrants. So illegal immigrants get coverage, but not the veterans because of these last-minute changes. Do you see how this is happening? How many times have we seen veterans and American citizens and people who are citizens of this country not get tuition, not get health care, not get benefits from the government, but we give it to illegal aliens? This is just one of the issues. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. I want to talk about Obamacare because we've got a vote that is coming up in the next 24 hours. We've been told we had Rand Paul go on and talk to Lou Dobbs. I want to play that clip for you. He says unless things are changed radically in the next 24 hours, he said there are 35 votes against right now. It's not going to pass. Here's what he had to say to Lou Dobbs.
Let's start with the president calling you out nicely. He seems to be a Rand Paul fan. He likes you very much. He would like your vote. Is he going to get it?
Well, you know, I have a lot in common with the president in that we both ran on repealing Obamacare. Conservatives across the country, we won in 2010, 14, and again in 16 on repealing Obamacare. So I think that brings us all together. But we ran on repealing it, not replacing it with Obamacare Lite. And I think Paul Ryan's plan, one, won't fix the problems. I think it will continue to allow the insurance premiums to skyrocket. And I just just don't think it really fixes the problems. And we didn't run on replacing Obamacare with Obamacare Lite. So I'm a no vote and will continue to be. I think there are enough conservatives in the House to bring this to a halt. And my prediction is that Ryan will pull the bill within the next 24 hours, or he'll take a vote and he'll lose. At that point, conservatives will have earned a seat at the table, and then we can negotiate on a real repeal, and we should replace it with market forces that bring the price of insurance down.
Absolutely. When you look at what Donald Trump ran on, he ran on, as he said, repeal, but he also ran on market forces replacing this, giving people purchasing power by giving them tax credits, health savings accounts, giving them competition with insurance companies, being able to compete across state lines, giving them information about costs, about success rates on different procedures, different doctors, different hospitals. We need to have information, we need to have purchasing power, and we need to have competition. All of those things were part of Donald Trump's package. But we have to be suspicious of Paul Ryan. And there are many details in here that look like this is nothing but a continuation of Obamacare. And as I said in the last segment, it was Mitt Romney who had a plan that was exactly identical to Obamacare in Massachusetts as governor that he put together with Ted Kennedy. The fix was in 4 years ago. We were going to get Obamacare or we were going to get Romneycare, and they were the same thing. And now we have Mitt Romney's running mate who is trying to run interference against any kind of repeal, certainly against any kind of substantive change. The goal here is not just to do something quickly. The goal is to repeal this, to get rid of this. You have to understand that if we just make some little minor tweaks to it around the edges, that this thing is going to be firmly entrenched. We've already got something here that is less than 4 years old, and people are saying, no, it's too ingrained in people's lives. We can't get rid of it. That's the way these programs work. Remember, it was Ronald Reagan who said he was going to get rid of the Department of Education that had been recently created by Jimmy Carter. It was less than 4 years old at the time. But instead of getting rid of it, it was firmly entrenched. It was magnified. It got larger and larger. And the inefficiencies of Obamacare, we should say Obama tax, because it is a tax. It's a tax on medical devices. It's a tax on consumers, forcing us to buy something from private suppliers. It is unconstitutional, regardless of what Roberts says. And, of course, he wrote the dissenting and consenting opinions, both sides of these opinions. We've said many times, I believe, that he was blackmailed by somebody. I don't understand how he could write both sides of the opinion. You know, on the one hand, he's arguing with himself here. But look, let's understand just how bad this bill is. There's a couple of articles that are up on the Drudge Report talking about last-minute changes that they've made. Millions of veterans, up to 7 million veterans, could be ineligible to receive tax credits under this Republican plan because of last-minute changes that were just put in. So the veterans would be taken out if they would only qualify if they are not eligible for any other kind of government health care. So they would be taken off of these qualifications to get some of the benefits of this new Romney care. On the other hand, some other last-minute changes were put in that would allow illegal immigrants to continue getting federal health care subsidy. See, this is the insanity of this. And the details really do matter. It's important that we get this right. It's important that we repeal it. That's the first thing we have to get right. And then we can talk about what we replace it with. Just last week, we had the Congressional Budget Office say that a full repeal of Obamacare would result in less Americans losing their insurance than Paul Ryan's Obamacare Lite plan. Why is it? Well, that's because Obamacare Lite that we're being given by Paul Ryano, that is going to continue these inefficiencies down the road, and it is going to bankrupt these insurance companies. We just had a couple of insurance companies who were trying to merge. We had Aetna and Humana were trying to merge. They're losing money. Humana got out of the marketplace. They said, we can't stay in this Obamacare marketplace. We're losing too much money. They're trying to merge. They're trying to create a too-big-to-fail scenario, just like we saw with the banks. Once they get too big to fail, these insurance companies who are losing money, they can merge together. Then they can come to the government and say, you have to bail us out because we're key to your Obamacare program. We don't want to see that happen. And if we continue with the essence of Obamacare, as Paul Ryan wants to do, that's what they want to do with Mitt Romney, with Paul Ryan. These people are part of the establishment. Whether they're Republican or Democrat, it doesn't matter. So it's very important that the conservatives hang together. You need to talk to your conservative representative and tell them you do not want Obamacare to continue. And that is precisely what they are doing. There was an editorial by Rand Paul, and it was last Friday, I think, or Thursday. It was on Breitbart. He said, look, I'm kind of a glass half full guy, but what we need to do is we need to smash this thing to smithereens because there's too much that's bad in it. And in this editorial, he pointed out that for four straight elections, Republicans ran on repealing Obamacare. But now we want to continue insurance subsidies. We want to continue mandates. We want to continue taxes. We want to continue bailouts for these insurance companies that are also failing. It's a bad deal for everybody. It's a bad deal for the medical device manufacturers. They're being taxed. That raises the cost. That doesn't provide more health care for anybody when you tax people and raise their costs. They're going to pass that along to you. It's going to make it more difficult for you. So he says, when did Republicans, this is Rand Paul, asking these questions, very good questions. When did Republicans begin to believe that insurance companies should be put on the dole, that they should be bailed out when their customers become sick? When did Republicans begin to believe that the federal government should force you to pay a penalty to a private insurance company if you can't afford insurance? I repeat that. Why should you have to pay a penalty to a private insurance company because you can't afford insurance? See, that's what's in this bill. That's what Paul Ryan is propagating. It was Romney, Ryan, Obama, all of them the same. Ted Kennedy. This is being propagated by the establishment of both parties. We do not need to fall in line on this simply because we've got to get something done. And we got to mark off a checklist item, say, hey, I did something about Obamacare. No, we need to do the right thing about Obamacare. Rand Paul goes on to say, when did Republicans begin to believe that we should levy a special tax penalty on those who choose to buy really good health insurance? He said the current Ryan plan, Obamacare Lite, is not about patients. It's not about better health care. It isn't about lowering costs. He goes on to say it's plain and simple. It's about getting more money to the insurance companies and running more of your life from Washington. It is a tax. It is a mandate. We don't need this. He says insurance is not the same as health care. You have to understand that. You know, going back to the Department of Education, we have to understand that there is a difference between education and the institutions that we create to help give us an education. So there's a difference between your education and the school. There's a difference between getting educated and having a Department of Education. One does not necessarily lead to the other. Having health insurance, having Obamacare, does not give you health care. So we need to be looking at ways that we can get more affordable health care. We need to look at ways that we can educate people better and not ways that we can preserve the Department of Education or ways that we can preserve the current school system or ways that we can preserve Obamacare. That's not the goal here. And so many times we get caught up in these institutional boxes that we've created and we can't think outside of those boxes as to what the original goal was, what the true purpose of those institutions are. If they're not serving those purposes, they need to go. Remember the Declaration of Independence. Governments are instituted to protect our individual liberties. When they don't do that, it is not only our right, but our duty to alter or abolish those institutions. That's all these institutions, every government institution. And that certainly includes Obamacare. Obamacare is not doing what it's supposed to. Obamacare is destroying our liberty. It is our right and it is our duty to abolish Obamacare. Let's declare independence from it. Rand Paul went on to say, I'm sick of insurance companies putting me on hold, telling me to talk to their representative in a foreign country. He said, screw that. I want to let every American be able to join a co-op to buy their health care. When that happens, the buying power returns to the patients. Let me tell you what I do. And there's multiple organizations that do this. We work with Samaritan Ministries. There's also Christian Care Medishare. There's also one that's not Christian called Liberty, and I don't know the exact title of it. But if you get together in a co-op to buy health insurance, okay, and we're not buying health insurance. There's a catastrophic health care clause that's there for the people if you have cancer or something like that. That kicks in for the members. But what you're basically doing is you're sharing your costs with other people. It's a great idea. You are a cash patient. And when you negotiate with the doctors as a cash patient, Even the LA Times, which supports the government running and controlling your health care, even the LA Times in an article a couple of years ago did a study and they said, we looked at these cash patients who went to the doctors and hospitals for these procedures and we compared it to people who had full boat insurance. And we found that the people who had insurance were actually paying more by just paying their deductible. Their deductible costs were higher than what the cash patients were paying. In addition, there were a lot of unnecessary tests and other things that were being added to the bill because you had insurance. So you need to think outside of the box. You now have the ability that you can use these co-ops. You should investigate that for the most part.
When a storm
talk to your representative will be right.
A whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be connecting to Alex Jones in just one moment. And we're going to have him on the line. He wants to comment about developments today. We have a very, very heavy news day. Again, we talked to Roger Stone earlier about what is truly behind these attacks on Donald Trump, on Roger Stone, on InfoWars. It actually is a spy group, as he pointed out, in the State Department. Do we have Alex on the line here? I'm not sure what. Alex has breaking news. Let's go to Alex right now. Alex.
David, thank you so much for the great work you and the whole crew are doing. Again, this is beyond a spy novel. It's beyond Hollywood, and we're all right in the middle of it. Remember back on December 6th, Obama signed the NDAA, the Defense Authorization Act 2017, and it said it created a Ministry of Truth with the Board of Governors of the FCC and the CIA, with the Pentagon actively going to war with independent news in the United States. And in some of those hearings they previously had, they listed Breitbart and InfoWars. Now, remember, there aren't more patriotic, hardcore Americana groups out there than InfoWars and Breitbart, okay? I mean, that's just incontrovertible. So now all this is happening, and I kept pointing out, Trump's got to kill this, Trump's got to kill this, Trump's got to come in and kill that office as soon as he gets in. Of course, then they'll say, oh, you're killing our investigation of the Russians. So that's the perfect globalist takeover plan, is they put a rogue group in there, funded in the NDAA for hundreds of millions of dollars. And now you're seeing it launch. Then last week, they have the outgoing head of the Board of Governors, Mr. Armstrong, say, not I'm under investigation for being a Russian asset, like the news is saying, and McClatchy is saying off the congressional reports, but that we are, Russian operatives. I mean, this is incredible. None of us get called before the Congress. None of us get called on the shows. I talked to a person earlier who was on Charlie Rose, and I brought out the whole new NSA documents, cut out of Charlie Rose. There is a total blackout on this. So what I'm hitting at here is the magnitude of this, that we have the State Department, an open mutiny against the president, set up by Obama, who admits he put all these sleeper groups in agencies to block America getting out of the New World Order, to block America turning our energy back on and cutting taxes for the middle class, poor people, and skyrocketing the stock market and coming roaring back from near death. But this is the key group that is coordinating. We already knew it, but now it's documented. Now they're Trump's been in 60-something days, and they are coordinating out of that office with Congress publicly and John McCain to say that Senator Rand Paul is an agent of Putin, that Alex Jones is an agent of Putin, not dupes, not Quislings, agents, and that next it'll be Donald John Trump. They are building. We've caught him, of course, in the WikiLeaks Vault 7 with the systems in place to break into Trump Tower computers with malware, make it look like Russian connections. That's now come out. Same thing over and over again. Guaranteed, that's the plan with malware at Breitbart, malware, whatever you call it, in InfoWars, you name it. That's going to be the type of connections they claim that, oh, there's secret servers and things getting ordered from the Russians, and Nancy Pelosi and others have let this out, saying, oh, my God, and so is Maxine Waters. Trump actually gets direct daily orders from Putin, who gives him ideas like drain the swamp. Drain the swamp's a 100-year-old-plus term used in the United States. It's also used in Scotland. Ladies and gentlemen, they're now saying, again, the left always attacks language. They're now saying that literal language about Hillary being crooked is a Russian spy agency. So just like they try to demonize language and the term father, mother, Christ, all this, they know what they're doing. They're actually going in and waging war against communication, against even talking and claiming the alphabet is Russian spying. Ladies and gentlemen, but here's the key. We have identified the spy network that is operating against the country. It's hiding in plain view. It is there to literally shut down the free press in America. Hillary had said that they were going to do that once she got in, but they failed. So we are in such an epic battle. They are moving forward as if they're intending to topple Trump. They're not going to stop. They're the violent ones. They're the aggressive ones. They're the ones that are engaged in all the crime, all the setups. The documents are admitted in Vault 7 that they're planning malware, planning viruses to frame people and blame Russia. This is absolutely incredible. incredible. And then, David, we'll talk more about the next segment. I'll let you get back to the important work you're doing. They're having Google and everybody game the web against us with bots. They're claiming we have bots. This is incredible. We'll be right back with David Knight in studio on Alex Jones via the phone. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-319-4062. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-319-4062. That's 1-800-319-4062. 1-800-319-4062.
Want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
The fabulous Scott, he's dealing with the crew there. Also, we've got a lot of important clips and information on the economy, the military, the spy grid. The bottom line, everything we've warned of for 20-plus years is now coming true. Because it was always being developed. It was being set up. We were in a highly engineered, planned world now. And so that's how everything I told you is now happening, because it's like blueprints for a house. And I could tell you how the house is going to look down to the colored paint that's going to be on the walls, and you know, what type of roof it's going to have, and what type of electrical outlet it's going to have, and what type of chimney it's going to have, okay? So listen, this is not my opinion. This is not my opinion. I'm not here dramatizing this like all the other people that make up crap in the false reality. In mainstream media, they create a whole complex of lies and prop each other up. We're giving you their stated facts because in their battle memos and in their funding under law, they've got to say what they're doing. Well, they put deep state networks hiding in plain view in every major agency commanded by the State Department. And the people on that committee and on that group, that Rob Dew and, of course, David Knight were exposing last night so well, we need to go into all that more here. They admit their goal is to demonize the free press and call us foreign assets and use foreign designations to literally define us as enemy soldiers because we're the real Americans trying to kick out the alien globalist program that's so alien to our free world. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is the story that has to get out. Notice our NSA story came out. And it got picked up by World End Daily and a few other places who's struggling to it. And then it got buried by Google results, completely banned out of the news section, driven down many pages in the web section. I mean, I can't tell people the behind-the-scenes stuff that's going on. But just understand this, ladies and gentlemen. This country is in the greatest battle it's ever been. These criminals have hijacked the country. They put the people to sleep. And we're seeing a real move by Rex Tillerson and President Trump and others to just ignore NATO, that's totally globalist and communist now, go right to Russia and that new alliance because China is about to try to start a war. And if we can get Russia on our side, China will be checkmated. But China's arrogant. They think they can make a run at us, folks. We're in so much trouble. Your families are in so much danger. And the fact that they would come out and be so bold to say Rand Paul is works for Putin just shows these people are never going to stop. So we have to start having a public debate about what, as Americans, we're going to do against this globalist beachhead, because this is the very definition of a foreign power, a foreign multinational system. This is the 21st century war, globalism, and it's dying. It's failing everywhere. And they think if they can defeat us here in America, this is their Stalingrad. If they can defeat us here, folks, they win. And that's why they're now going to use intimidation, and that's why they're going to use demonization against InfoWars and against Breitbart and against President Trump and against Bannon and against Judge Napolitano, anybody that stands with the president, anybody that speaks out. They announced he'd been fired, basically, and it was all a hoax. None of it was true. More fake news. You see, takes off a couple days, goes out to his place in New Jersey to go, you know, kayaking like he likes to do, goes on a river, boom. He's fired. That's meant to scare everybody to get in line. I know mainstream reporters. They're scared. They know the truth. Obviously, they apologize and say they got to feed their families. Folks, this country is overrun by criminals, and we are in a desperate straits right now. I'm going to take it and say that I am the best thing I can do. Actually, working with the Russians in criminal coordination. In criminal coordination. Folks, when they start making charges like that could never be proven or total lies, the next step is killing people. Just like I told you with Roger Stone, they make accusations that will destroy them if we get our day in court. They don't let that happen. They announce you've been, you know, caught with child porn or drugs or whatever it is, shoot you up with heroin, throw you in a hotel room with a hooker. They run into you with a car when you're on the street. They put polonium in your drink. This is standard. These people are operating in America right now. Most of the intelligence agencies are aware of it. They're trying to leak everything they can. Good Patriots leaked Vault 7 a few weeks ago to try to expose this thing when they're saying Trump isn't being surveilled. And then Vault 7 comes out and shows everybody's being surveilled. That's how dumb they think you are. These are desperate scum. I cannot tell you. When you look at these people on TV, on CNN, MSNBC, they couldn't take their jobs. They're at that high level unless they loathe you and want to defeat you. The low-level people know it's a fraud and don't know what to do and are scared. But those high-level people you see on CNN, imagine wanting to destroy freedom. Imagine hating Christians and funding radical Muslims all over to take over. Imagine the magnitude of these people. So, listen to me. I need you to spread our articles and videos more than ever. They are putting the screws to us all over the place. They're trying to cut our funding. They are trying to knock us off everywhere. But they can't stop people sharing links and people sharing videos. Because if it backfires, it backfires big. Everybody knows when you try to censor something and suppress it, and it's the truth, it explodes. They think, though, that you're so drunk on info, that there's so much information out there, that you won't take it serious when your future and your free speech has been stolen. We are champions, frontline against the globalists, frontline in their face. I'm going in, through, and beyond. I'm never stopping. I'm never backing down. We can defeat these people. And that is the most important thing universe for us to do is to take on this evil, because this is Satan, ladies and gentlemen. You make no mistake. They make jokes about it when I say that because they know it's true. You look at what they do and what they stand for. They commit so much corruption and evil. You can't even follow it all. It's so bad because it's their nature, and they want us so bad in the dark. They want us under their control, under their sick thumb. They are so twisted and evil. I need everybody to financially support us more than ever. Everybody needs the toothpaste. We've got this, the very best with iodine and colloidal silver in it at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs the supplements and the water filters and the T-shirts and spread the word and then support free speech. Everything we do is symbiotic. Everything we do is non-zero-sum game. We need you to go there. We need you to sign up for AutoShip and to commit to keep supporting us. If just a fraction of the listeners actually watch something, I could hire 20, 30 more people and take on the enemy instead of just trying to hold the line and not contract under their attacks. And I'm not bitching or complaining. I'm saying you want victory. You want war against the globalists and the information war. You want to defeat the corrupt establishment. We're doing it. We're having victories, but we are under massive attack. It's like the Alamo, okay? Just so you know. That's what's happening to Trump. He's completely surrounded. And that's the Alamo. We are in the Alamo, ladies and gentlemen. Or 300, whatever you want to talk. That's it, folks. And again, it's going to physical from their perspective. Committing all these massive crimes against Trump right now, doing all these horrible things, all these dirty things, thousands of times worse than Nixon. He has to sit there totally clean and not fight back in any way because the public is so brainwashed. Oh, they know they want freedom and they want some lower taxes. They don't know how epic and historical this battle is. I want to thank you all for your previous support and your prayers. That's most important. And I want to ask you to understand you're in a war. This war affects you and your family like nothing ever will again in your lives. We are in the critical point. We are in what is either the rebirth of America and the rebirth of liberty and a renaissance or a new nightmare global authoritarianism that will make Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong look like angels. Folks, they think you're afraid. They think that when I get on air and talk about this, at least in the past, that you were cowards and I was scaring you so that I was left on air. I've been told, not killed. Now they don't know what to do because you weren't cowards, and I knew you weren't. I knew you were just like me. Our hearts are just alike, aren't they? No care what color you are, where you came from. If you hate the devil and you don't like these scumbags that hurt children, then you are with us. They hate Trump because he has a good heart. He's a good man. He's not out to get you, and they want to kill him, and they want to kill truth. And they can take down our champion and his other defenders. I'll just say this in closing. I am so honored. I am so honored to be one of the main champions for the restoration of the Republic, and I am honored to be attacked, and I am honored that these snakes hate my guts. But I tell you, I don't want to lose. So realize the epic moment we are in history. I want to salute all our supporters and friends. It's just amazing kind of be alive. Big stuff's about to happen. Good and evil are on the field right now, and understand, you are on the field. Now, we've got a montage of all the Russia hysteria to show you how evil these people are. We're going to play that, and then David Knight's going to take over. I'm Alex Jones signing off, again, from the front lines of the info war, which is now becoming a hot war.
Answer to, I think, Ms.
All right, let's go ahead and run that clip that you got, the montage. This is a montage that's been put together from the hearings from the last couple of days and the people who have been going on television, accusing people like Tucker Carlson, not just Rand Paul, but accusing Tucker Carlson of being a Russian agent. Anybody that disagrees with him, how is it that the American public can't see through these lies? I think many of you do. I think you clearly understand. And you understand what was behind the accusation from John McCain as he accused Rand Paul of being Vladimir Putin. You saw how that plays out, and we're going to play that clip for you here. First, he says, anybody that disagrees with the idea that we ought to bring in Montenegro as a dependent on NATO, as another tripwire to put us into a potential war with Russia, anybody who opposes that is with Vladimir Putin. So if you disagree with me, I'm going to accuse you of being a Russian agent. So let's play that clip right now.
Answer to, I think, Ms. Spears' question, that there are other RTs operating in the U.S. Can you describe them, list them?
Sure, thank you. So you have RT, you have Sputnik, you have Rupley, and then I think you have them feeding other entities. InfoWars comes to mind, where those are echo chambers.
Comey, are you aware that Roger Stone played a role in the Trump campaign?
I'm not going to talk about any particular person here today, Mr. Schiff.
This bizarre circular thing happening where the president cites a theory that he was wiretapped, which developed on the kind of fringe right-wing media. And then after his tweet storm, InfoWars then started saying, well, look, it was the New York Times that reported it, citing our story, misreading our story. And now, a few weeks later, the White House and the president are citing InfoWars.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
Same answer.
We're going to start shutting Alex Jones and others down, and we're going to sue them, and we're going to have the Justice Department come after them. And get this, folks, if they can shut us down, you're next.
You know, I think it's really important as we sit here that we explain this to the American people in a way that they can understand it.
We are at war with Russia.
So would you say that Russia engaged in hybrid warfare in its effort to undermine our democratic process and engage in our electoral process? Director Comey?
They engaged in a multifaceted campaign of active measures to undermine our democracy and hurt one of the candidates and hope to help one of the other candidates.
I actually think that their engagement was an act of war.
You said we were attacked by Russia. That's not a small thing.
Yes.
An attack doesn't just invite a counterattack. It demands one, else you reveal your fundamental weakness and get attacked again.
Never in the history of our elections has a country attacked us the way that Russia has.
I think before government officials change our foreign policy and declare war against a sovereign country, as you are attempting to do, we, citizens, have a right to know on what basis you're doing that.
If there is objection, and I note the senator from Kentucky on the floor, I will say before I read this, if there is objection, you are achieving the objectives of Vladimir Putin. You're achieving the objectives of trying to dismember this small country that has already been the subject of attempted coup. If they object, they are now carrying out the desires and ambitions of Vladimir Putin, and I do not say that lightly.
Senator from Kentucky.
I object.
Objection is heard.
The senator from Kentucky is now working for Vladimir Putin.
You're carrying water for the Kremlin.
I'm not carrying water for the Kremlin. You're making. Look, you're a sitting member of Congress on the Intel Committee, and you can't say they hacked.
You're gonna have to move your shoulder to RT Russian television because
you know what?
This is perfectly beneath your office
because it's so dumb and you're being duplicitous. I'm asking you, did they hack Podesta's emails? And you can't say it.
Personal insults like that, Tucker.
You just said I was carrying. Oh, you said I'm carrying water for Putin.
Russian scum.
Our battleships weren't sunk and our towers didn't collapse a la 2011. But make no mistake, 2016 is a year that we should mark on our calendars. And it's still going on. The attack didn't end on Election Day.
Donald John Trump, a man who, to borrow a phrase from another December long ago, will live in infamy.
If we discover that Donald Trump or his advocates played a role in helping to devise strategy, if they're the ones who came up with crooked Hillary, if they're the ones who came up with she's ill, something's wrong with her energy, and the way that he basically described her in the campaign, I think that is something that would put the question squarely on the table whether or not he should be impeached.
And again, you hear these amazing narratives. We heard John McCain say, basically, you're either with the more warmongering neocon globalists or you're with Putin. And then he accuses Rand Paul of being with Putin because he opposes McCain's policy. That's the way these people operate, whether they're Republican or Democrat. No, they're part of the neocon warmongering globalist establishment. And if you're not with them, they're going to accuse you of being a Russian. Now, I want to go to this clip that we had of Comey saying there was no evidence of collusion with the Russians and the Trump campaign. Let's play that clip.
Have you seen any evidence of any collusion between what I'll call Trump world, associates of campaign officials, Trump world and the Russians to swing the 2016 presidential election?
I'll give you a very simple answer. No.
No evidence of any collusion.
No evidence.
And this is after talking, getting this information from the FBI.
Up to speed, everything I have up to this morning. There's no evidence of collusion.
Do you believe that there are...
Again, that was not Comey, that was Nunes, who is privy to this information because he's part of the Intelligence Committee that is looking on this. Now, we do have some more information, and this is coming out from Devin Nunes, congressman. He said the Trump transition members were under surveillance during the Obama administration. Surprise, surprise. We revealed this a couple of days ago at InfoWars. We told you about Project Dragnet that came out of a whistleblower who was working with the CIA. Sheriff Arpaio got that information along with his investigator, Mike Zullo. They showed us how there was, I think, 18 different addresses that were associated with Donald Trump that were being spied on 10 years ago, as well as about 8 or 9 different employees, people like his golf pro, whatever. This is something that our government is doing all the time. Why is this something that is controversial? We all know, and we've told you for a long time, because of what NSA whistleblowers are telling us, what other whistleblowers are telling us, that there was Dragnet surveillance. It was shown with the Snowden documents about a week or so after James Clapper denied it, lied to Congress, lied to the American public when he was asked directly by Senator Wyden, and, of course, then he was exposed as a liar right after that. But then we still have Michael Hayden, former director of the CIA, former director of the NSA, mocking Trump on Colbert, saying, well, hey, you know, your television is not spying on you, even though we got the releases from Vault 7, we got more documentation showing us what Samsung and other people have now admitted. And then he says, oh, hey, if Trump wants to know, he can just ask him, are you spying on me? Of course. They would tell him the truth, wouldn't they? Just like James Clapper. Stay with us. We got more news that has just broken from the House Intelligence Chairman saying that Trump's personal communications may have been collected, you know, incidentally.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watch several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learn what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
As you Yes, yes, we are in the outer limits. The outer limits of the Republic. We're about to lose it. We're entering the Twilight Zone is what we're entering. And, of course, that was something that we pointed out back in December. And it wasn't just us. There was a lot of media that was pointing out how we were creating a Ministry of Truth with the NDAA. People like the New American, the John Birch Society, the people who you will not find any more anti-Russian people than the John Birch Society, New American. And they were pointing out that this tool that was being created was a tool to shut down free speech in America, to essentially create a monopoly for the government in terms of they will be the ones who will vet truth. That's why we call it the Ministry of Truth. Remember we talked about how at the time they were going to turn it over to the cat lady and her husband, who have now separated now. I don't know who got custody of the couch and the cat. But they were going to be the people that were going to be vetting it. Some small little organization in St. Petersburg, Florida, was going to be vetting people as well. It's not even a college. They do seminars. I mean, this is beyond ridiculous what they were doing at the time. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We also have some breaking news. We have the House Intelligence Chairman pointing out that, yes, Donald Trump's personal communications were collected. Incidentally, this is Politico and CNN. It must really pain them. Must really pain them to report this. I want to get back to that news. We're going to play you a clip about how they were planting malware at Trump Tower. But before I do, real quickly, I want to let you know that as they are using bots, they're accusing InfoWars. They say, well, you know, there were bots that were putting out conservative news. And there must have been coordination with the Russians. So we're going to have the FBI investigate that. So they're putting out the coordination, the bots, as an established fact, and then alleging that there was collusion so they can come after us. Okay, understand they're going to be shutting down. You already know they're shutting down with their bots. They are shutting down people on Facebook and Twitter who share information. You can stay in touch with us with our free InfoWars newsletter. Go to InfoWars.com/newsletter. You can sign up for the free newsletter. When you do, you will also, as an added bonus, besides the information that you'll be able to get without being censored by Facebook, being censored by other social media that have turned themselves over as tools to the globalists, you'll be able to get that information directly from us, as well as each day you'll have a special. Today, the special is Republic Defense Force shirt. T-shirt, you can see that right there. Republic Defense Force got a great graphic. You can get that 50% off. That's today's special. Just one example. Also, we have 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com. That is for a limited time. And we do have InfoWars fluoride-free toothpaste that has nanosilver, iodine, peppermint oil, many other helpful ingredients to get rid of bacteria that infects your gums, that enters your bloodstream, that can contribute to heart disease, heart attacks, blood clots. Very, very powerful formulation, a great toothpaste, and of course it sold out very quickly. We now have that back in stock. As a matter of fact, let me read you one of the reviews that's up on InfoWars.com. InfoWars Life, we have reviews there, and that's one of the ways that you can make your decisions. Look at those reviews that people put up. This one says, I love this toothpaste. It's not only free of toxic fluoride, but it has ingredients in it that make my mouth feel great. I put this item on auto shipping due to its tremendous demand and its popularity. Give it a try. See what you think. As a matter of fact, that's one of the things that I need to do is get set up on auto ship because we've ran out of our supply of toothpaste as well. Now that is back in stock, take a look at that. Take a look at the reviews. Get people's opinion, what they think about it. I can tell you it is the best toothpaste that I have used, bar none. I want to play a clip for you about this story that's up on InfoWars.com. Reminder that the Department of Justice found falsely planted malware at Trump Tower designed to mimic ties to Russia. I'll play that clip for you on the other side of this break because we're out of time. We've got to go to a break. But, of course, they're doing that. Is that going to be investigated by the FBI? No, don't think so. Probably not interested in that. It's not something that was done by our enemy, the conservative press, or Donald Trump, or Manafort. So we're not going to investigate that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.